RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Come on. You got to use your imagination here.
I think a nine is fair.
Nah, man. No. A two.
I'm trying to see if somebody's a two is way too low.
No, this is terrible.
Somebody's got to be around to give us.
Is that Austin's? So, okay, here's a, this is, I found a okay.
Matt's walking right past you guys right now.
Who?
Matt. Well, no, it's Matt. What's Matt going to
do for us? He can confirm. Casey wanted another.
Okay, first of all, I don't think Matt's a radio guy, to be honest with you.
That was a shot in the dark.
He dyed his hair for that show. This is a brother. He dyed his hair for that show.
He was redhead on the show.
Yeah, he did. Like, I'm looking at him right now.
Yeah, that's a black man.
One, this is a good looking dude right here.
That could play our engineer.
Absolutely.
Dude, that's him. If you can show me someone better, that's fine. But right now, Casey's got
We need to get Jonathan in here so the people watching can see him.
That's a good call.
Should I go grab Jonathan?
Go. Hold on.
Pull up Austin Scott.
Yeah. Let me go Austin, because we need Austin.
I'd say it's no lower than a seven. No lower.
No
than
way.
A seven.
No way. No lower. No way.
Nine is fair, but no.
Nine
lower
is crazy. Yeah. I need to get his Instagram page. That's what I need. Austin, am I on images? Get images here, my man. Let me get him without this.
Is this his Instagram? This Uno Chaz Cruz.
What?
At Uno Chaz Cruz.
I'm trying to find it. This is a decent picture of my man right there. That's a good picture of Brody. Is this Austin Scott? Okay.
Oh, no. It's Austin Scott 93. Chaz Cruz took the picture.
All right. Here comes Jonathan. All right. We're sorry for the radio audiences. I feel like that.
Go back.
Just
check us out on YouTube.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Check this out. This might even be a clip. You know,
I always have a difficult. I always have a difficult time adding. There we go. Share screen. All right, here he
Come
is.
On,
this is our man Jonathan.
Austin Scott, bro.
There's no way. So that's our man Jonathan right there.
Here, Jonathan. So
and there's Austin Scott. Does that man look like you?
It's a resemblance.
I mean, a little bit.
That's what
that man
Jonathan
does not
Jonathan
look
even
like
Jonathan
you.
Says it.
I mean, he's just a handsome guy. So.
Well, you're a handsome guy. Like, no. Okay, where? Okay, all right. Running it says 10.
Come on, man. This is Jonathan, bro.
All right.
He's playing Jonathan at Life at Odyssey.
I'm a little darker, but yeah, that's me. All
right.
I even got that silly little. I have that silly little, like,
the widow's peak joint?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's
got
that.
I mean,
too.
He got it. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
See, even the guy himself confirmed.
Well, I mean, if Jonathan says he looks like the man, then fine. What am I going to argue with him?
Look at that one and that one right there. Yeah, come on, man. It's Jonathan.
All right, I'll take that.
All right. Yeah. That was all.
That's a win for me.
This is the guy who
keeps. That's a
win. This is literally the guy who keeps the building from falling apart.
That's facts.
And we're calling him in here to do our stupid little radio game.
I literally asked him, "Hey, do you want to come play on the radio real quick?"
Yeah. No. All right. Sorry to bother you, Jonathan. Thank you.
You're the man, Jonathan. Thank you. You're the man. Look, right. Now everybody's back. We could ask Karosh. We could ask Wesley.
Austin Scott. Scott.
Yeah, see what the people say.
I'm gonna ask my wife.
There you go. There you go.
No.
So we got a 10, an 8, and an 8.5. I guess I just don't.
I said no lower than a 7. No
yeah,
lower.
I said at least a 9.
That's crazy. All right, man. All right.
Shout out Jonathan.
Shout out Jonathan always.
Casey said that. It hit like a light bulb.
Let me find this brother's Instagram. I'm going to the streets.
We need to get him on the show.
Well,
like
it can't
yeah,
be
we're
that
gonna start
hard,
doing the Ricky Starks bit where we're gonna tag him and Jonathan pictures now. Austin Scott's like, what the hell is going on?
Well, as we've learned, he'll see it.
Austin Scott gonna be on D-Lo and Casey.
Oh, most people be like, who's Austin Scott?
And it opens the same way Ricky Starks and D-Lo did. We just have Jonathan there. Oh, no. We actually do.
Good stuff. Shout out Ricky, man. We don't know. We ain't heard from Ricky lately.
Ricky Saints.
He's probably a lot harder to get a hold of than
he was. The North American
be.
Champion at one point. I don't know if he still is.
I don't know. Let's run this. This is one of my favorite moments.
There we go. Hey, take me off. Take me off.
And then it evolved in, like, you bear a resemblance to Ricky Starks to you're like Ricky Starks is like long lost brother. And my sincerest apologies for the amount of times that your name and tag is used in something in reference to me.
Honestly, I find it so funny because I feel like every light-skinned dude with a nice fade haircut is automatically we just brothers or doppelgangers.
See, that's how these dark-skinned dudes act, man. That's
exactly. So honestly, I'm glad we can finally meet because I won't even front. It is kind of weird. It is.
Shout out to Ricky Starks, man. Shout out Ricky Starks. That was an all-time moment.
I asked.
No beard dealer. Are we ever gonna go back to that?
What's
the no beard?
I don't think so.
Yeah, see, once you got the beard, that's
a done deal. It's a done deal. So. That's what we said.
Yeah, we tried to tell him. You didn't believe us.
Yeah.
I asked Katie, does this guy look like Jonathan? And she replied, you are racist. So.
Does she know?
You know what was tough is at the white party? Uh-huh. We walked in and we're looking for Io. It's multiple ballrooms, right? It's tough to find. Yeah. And she goes, oh, he's right there. And I go, where? And she was like, well, oh, God, I hope I'm not wrong. She was right. He was directly across the room.
Does she know Ricky Starks?
She's seen the clip now, yeah. Okay. Yeah, she's seen the clip.
That's a 9.5. That's a 9.5.
He who, me and Ricky?
Yeah.
Katie's response is not helpful at all. I asked her obviously because she knows Jonathan. She says he doesn't, and yes, also he does. Great.
That's like basically a meh. I don't know.
All right, cool, man. I guess that would be a 5.
Yeah, 5.
Yeah, that's the lowest score so far. That's correct. You know, Kim would have been great for these moments.
Kim would have been great. I don't know what she's probably watching. Lord knows she's not
probably
working.
Golfing. That's what she does.
Oh, that's a good point.
All day long.
That's a good point.
Every day.
That's a good point. That's a good point. So you okay. What's the game called again?
What do you give me for?
You've got a what? A 1 or a 2 on the Clippers winning a title?
Oh, I'll throw it out like a 3, I guess.
They're a contender.
No, like,
I think they're one of the top four teams in the West.
No, like, we need to be real about it.
One of the top four teams is fair.
They're a contender on paper.
No, they were a top five team last year.
But yeah, it's not real ever. They're a contender on paper.
Wait a minute. They were a top five team with the third best record in the conference.
You're going off of history, which is fair and understandable.
Yeah, I'm going off of everything that they've told me.
But sometimes. You like somebody saying the Lions can't make the playoffs. The Lions will never make the playoffs.
Well, yeah, but they like Jared Goff doesn't have a hit. Like, that's like a team thing. Like, I can point to the Clippers, but more so my issue with the Clippers is that there's a history of James Harden just not being who he is in the regular season playoff time.
What about Kawhi Leonard?
Kawhi Leonard, my issue with him is that I'm afraid he's not going to be healthy come playoff time, which
but
is kind of
done it.
Huh?
He's
done it, but my issue with him is health. It's not about that. It's just it's all the factors mixed in. You got one guy who just comes up short every year in the playoffs. Another guy at this point in his career is just a math problem to try and keep him healthy. Bradley Beal, we need to see what he is after 2 years of after a 2 year low. It's just I feel like we know about the Clippers already. Like, they have great players and all that. I think they'll be a great regular season team. I don't doubt that they'll be a top six team, all that, but come playoff time, we've seen that movie enough.
I actually think they'd be a great championship story if it were to happen.
Oh, yeah, it'd be an awesome story.
It'd be amazing.
Yeah, like James Harden, everything said about him goes away. Kawhi Leonard gets another one. Chris Paul gets his. Yeah.
But I think the person it does the most for is actually James Harden. Mm. It would be pretty crazy. Would that be Kawhi's third title on a third team? Did he win with San Antonio?
Yeah, he was.
He did. Finals MVP. He was Finals MVP. Yeah. He'd have three. He'd have three championships on three teams, and I think only Bron has that.
Sounds about right. Sounds like real.
I'm trying to think how many teams did Robert Horry play for? Yeah, how many teams did Steve Kerr play for?
Steve Kerr got two.
Steve Kerr's Bulls and
Spurs. Excuse me.
Bulls and Spurs.
Horry is Rockets, Spurs, Lakers.
So he has three. Mm-hmm. Leading three teams to a.
I think John Sally's got three too.
Pistons, Bulls, Lakers.
Yeah. They don't count.
You know, John Sally was a radio show host.
He's good at it.
Is he still?
I don't know, but he's a good.
He definitely was. Entertainer. Yeah, he definitely was.
Are the Clippers the late 90s Rockets?
The late 90s Rockets?
Yeah, like Hakeem. Like the Charles Barkley one. Charles Barkley after Philadelphia. Clyde Drexler was there.
After Phoenix.
Like it's a bunch of guys just past just what they once were. James Harden at one point was an all-time talent. Like I'm not saying he's bad now or anything like that, but it's just a bunch of guys past it already.
But do you think that's right? If the Clippers won the title, would it do the most for James Harden? To me, Chris Paul doesn't need anything. Chris Paul's
already 40 years old. Chris Paul's past solid. That point. Yeah.
Like he does not need. I'm sure he wants one. He does not need one.
Well, a title like 5-7 years ago would have like changed it. Like now, a title's not going to do anything.
I don't think.
I kind of feel the same about James.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, James is one of the greatest scorers of all time.
He can erase an entire stigma about him with one finals win.
Yeah, you think he's like all time and all that, but I think just all around nationally and stuff like that. If you ask the random person, like
I think everyone will say the same exact thing.
Like he's
first.
A playoff choker, this and that. But if he gets that ring, it's like, yep, James Harden is one of the all time greats.
You think they say the same thing about Chris Paul?
I don't think so. I think Chris Paul is already one of the greatest point guards of all time. Am I the only person who thinks that?
No, I mean, but
he is. But he's also and Chris like, Paul. I don't think Chris Paul's.
He's also not a real contributor. Like he's not going to be like
probably
the same way
not.
James Harden would
right,
be to
not.
A title team this year, like to the Clippers. Like he's going to be the backup point guard, do his thing, but like he won't have the same impact a Harden would to get that ring.
Mm.
Like it'd be he got a ring, but like really at the end of his career.
As I think about this, a little bit of a callback. Is James Harden Lamar Jackson?
Is James Harden Lamar
and vice versa?
No,
Lamar's better.
No. No, Lamar's.
I think
better.
you guys selling James a little short.
No, I'm not. You say this all the time. I'm not selling James Harden short. James Harden is great. James Harden has been like in James Harden had a stretch that's no different than what we just witnessed from Joel, Giannis, and I mean Jokic wound up winning three, but those guys were in the MVP conversation year after year after year after year. James Harden, in addition to the year he won it, he was in the conversation with Russell Westbrook. He was in the conversation with, I think, one of LeBron's last titles. He was in the conversation with MVPs. He was in the conversation with both of Steph's MVPs. Like, there's never been a question that he's one of the great players. Not undervaluing him at all or underappreciating his contributions. He played part of the thing with James Harden is he played a very Luka can be really frustrating to watch sometimes. Mm-hmm. James Harden was the same exact way. He was the same exact way. Like James Harden was an elite scorer on so many fronts, but he could just be frustrating to watch because of the SGA stuff, the foul game that he was very, very good at playing. And it's just like, I don't want to watch this, man. Mm. And I think I don't think it tarnishes his game. His numbers are there, but it's also like he just wasn't an enjoyable player.
So, and I understand that, but I'll ask the question: Do you think Lamar Jackson today is on the upper echelons of quarterbacks to ever play the game today? Like I'm talking about like top 10.
Not yet.
So the reason why I say that is I don't think anybody looks at James Harden as one of these top 10,
Lamar's
type players.
7 years into his career, though.
No, I understand. But okay. I'm just saying, like, nobody looks at Harden like that. They look at him as, you know, maybe a tier below, because he's going to be a top 10 scorer of all time, all this other, like, the accolades are crazy. Is he below that? Like, is where would they, because I look at them in, on the same level, Lamar and James Harden, as not top of the food chain type guys, mm-hmm. just a little below. If you think, do you think Lamar is better at what he does than James Harden is at basketball?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
Yeah, if Lamar gets a ring too, like, yeah, he enters that conversation, whether people like it or not. I don't know if James Harden does. I don't think he does it.
Because
they're at different points. Like, Harden's already old now. Like, a lot of his book's been written. Like, if Lamar gets a ring in his prime, add that to two MVPs, like, that's a lot different.
If James gets a ring, depending on what you see him as, like, that's always a debate too. I think he potentially goes into the top three or whatever you see him in. As a top three shooting guard or a top three point guard.
Mm-hmm. I think he's already a top. He's a top four player at shooting guard, I think, already all time for me. I'd go Jordan, Kobe, Wade.
Yeah, I think and the winning is where you separate. I think James Harden's better than Dwayne Wade.
I actually do too. Yeah.
But Wade is a 3-time champion. Yeah. And his numbers are crazy too.
Yeah, I mean, like, I mean, and Dwayne Wade is one of the reasons they won. Mm-hmm.
He averaged like 30 something in 06 with the finals with Shaq, right?
That was Dwayne Wade's coming out party. I was like, oh, he's up there.
Yeah, I think when you talk all
Dwayne Wade did have some lean years, like, late though. Yeah. James's lean years are different. He's still very productive.
I think when you talk all time, you have to include the winning, just because they all have like that Hall of Fame, just generational talent. Harden's great, no doubt. But I think that's kind of what separates them.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if he gets a ring, though, he'll have that winning. That's the last.
It doesn't matter. Like, he did it next to Kawhi. He's the Robin of this team, though. Like, I feel like that kind of plays into it.
The Wade was that of LeBron.
He got his in 06, though.
He got one in 06. That's
like, he got his out the way. But, like, he had Shaq, but he was leading that team.
But then you balance it out. Like, James Harden's numbers and production is way better than Dwayne Wade. For a longer period of time. So you balance that out against one ring by yourself, and it's up to the individual.
Yeah, it's just preference.
But who do you – so you're obviously a huge fan of both of these guys. Who's better at their job?
Who's a better number one?
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
I think they're on the same tier.
Really?
But if I had to pick one, I'd say Lamar. What I said yesterday. Lamar is one of... He might go down as the most talented quarterback we've ever seen with what he's able to do. Everybody goes to his playoff success, and I get that. That's his knock. That's what something he's got to fix. But his ability to pass and run outside of Vic, I guess for a little bit, we ain't never seen nothing like this before.
I think the difference between the two also is that Harden, I think, still gets his respect as like one of the greats to play at this position. People still talk about Lamar as if he could still – he needs to be at a wide receiver and all that. Like, people still disregard him as a quarterback. So
that's fair.
A couple of quick things here. Shout out to Z Jones CB, who found out that the white guy Hakeem Olajuwon was punching was Mitch Kupchak.
Good knowledge.
That's amazing.
Good knowledge.
Absolutely amazing. Second of all, we've got word from Jonathan's wife. Jonathan's wife said, ha ha, in this pic I have of your contact, y'all are making the same face. So kinda. No, that's LOL.
That's a definitely.
I think I can see similarities. But you're more handsome.
She's squinting.
Good answer.
There's already a picture she can reference, and they're making the same face. That's him.
We'll come back. Jason Jones joins us in about an hour. We'll talk some football when Dylan and Casey return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. It's always a great idea to do math on this show, which is exactly what we're doing. We're looking at how high Kevin Durant can get on the scoring list. And he's at 30,000. What was it? 30,571.
Mm-hmm.
Karl Malone is at 36,928. The further we can get Karl Malone back on out of this list,
please,
would be great.
KD will be 37 next month.
If he could get
next month, God bless.
If he
it.
Can get, I'm gonna look at 1,500. Do you think he could get 4 years of 1,500?
4 years of 1,500
points scored.
16, 2011, 13, 16, 2000. Yo.
That fourth year is going to be the one.
That's
I think he can do three, I think. I don't know if he can do four.
He scored 1,555 in 62 games that year, 1,366 in a game he played 47, in a year he played 47, excuse me. I'm going to say yes. Can I also point out, just knew this, don't think about it often, looks really strange. Kevin Durant's won one MVP.
Mm.
What's the Kobe thing too, right?
One of the greatest scorers of this year. Well, what do you mean?
Well, Kobe's greatest, he like all time.
Well,
one
Kobe,
of the five greatest players
yeah,
ever.
Yeah, Kobe only won one for a reason though. Mm-hmm. They weren't going to give Kobe the award when he deserved it.
Well, yeah, all right, I'm fine. I was just like, excluding context, but yeah.
Having the one is pretty crazy. How many does Shaq have? Does he have two or one?
He's got two.
He does have two. Yeah. Okay.
I believe he has two.
He finished second 1, 2, 3 times in a 5-year period, he won the MVP and finished second 3 times.
I think Shaq only got one. Yeah, he's only got one.
Wow.
1999-2000 season.
Wow. Wow.
Only one for the Diesel.
That's where I get. That's where I always get frustrated with the Jokic conversation. Context to the league. Jokic is great. You look me in the face and tell me Shaq wasn't the best player. Kevin Durant, greatest scorer of this generation.
Yeah, one MVP.
Yeah, one MVP. Kobe Bryant, arguably one of the greatest players that ever lit. Like, regularly top three, top five conversations, top two for some. Mm. One. Got one MVP.
Crazy.
And it's got five NBA championships. One MVP.
Yeah.
Weird.
Mm.
Weird. Steve Nash got two of them, though.
All right, Steve.
I think he averaged 13 points one of those years.
He's on the coverage for Amazon.
He is. Basketball, yeah. I guess his coaching days are over.
he was on the trailer. I had a discussion this morning.
God, we haven't got Amazon games, right?
No, they're coming tomorrow, I believe. They did like a little teaser with...
Tomorrow's Wednesday.
Yeah.
The schedule release is Thursday.
Okay.
So, yeah, hopefully we... Maybe that's the little nugget we'll get tomorrow.
Yeah, they did a whole little video of the people. That's how I know, remembered Nash was working there. They did a video with everybody getting a card of, like, their opening game.
Mm-hmm.
And like, oh, my gosh. And then they're like, yeah, the reveal is coming soon or something like
that. Okay.
So, right. I got into it.
I'm going to hate that.
What's that?
The Amazon thing.
What about it?
I'm going to hate pulling up the app.
Oh, it's like
Amazon popping.
Yeah,
now that I found these boxing channels, like Amazon got it going on. I need to go there more often.
Well, there's a difference too, because it's not going to be like, oh, I got to watch Jags Titans on Amazon Prime.
That's
I can't
true.
Like you're not going to want to change the channel from like they'll put good NBA games on.
Right. They
so Jags Titans is the theoretical just trash game for us always.
the example we always got to use.
It is. It's just the all-time, like, they had all-time quarterback back at recess. Like, that's the all-time trash game.
And it's always, if you think about the matchup, it's always in the mustard, all-mustard uniforms against the baby blue ones for some reason.
Yeah.
They, I got into a discussion a little bit. We don't have to spend too much time on this, but I had tweeted it out. Somebody had talked about Ohtani, who hit his 40th home run the other day or something like that.
Okay.
Three straight years of 40-plus home runs. The guy tweeted out, he said, Ohtani's the clear favorite to win the MVP this year. That would make his make it his third MVP in his career. Only one player has four or more. So Shohei Ohtani is well on his way to becoming one of only two players that have four or more. And he says he's the greatest we've ever seen. And I said, I said, sir, the one person that you talk about that has four or more has seven. It's not like he has four. He has seven MVPs.
Mm-hmm.
He got robbed another three times. Shohei's unbelievable. No.
Shohei's the second greatest player of all time.
I'll take that.
Yeah, he is. Barry's number one. The whole, that was weird too. Oh yeah, only one person has one has more than four. He's got seven, dude. Like, why are you throwing a cutoff there?
And I do think Shohei's gonna get four. Baseball, I think he's gonna get like five.
Yeah, MLB needs to get over the weird thing of not mentioning Barry Bonds as the greatest player to ever do it, or just kind of beating around the bush with that.
Yeah,
they need to get over that.
I don't understand, and it's also I find sports so weird. Like, the NBA has no problem going, happy birthday, Karl Malone. But Major League Baseball doesn't want to acknowledge Barry Bonds anymore. A guy who they celebrated during that home run chase. It's the whole hypocrisy of that home run chase. Major League Baseball might exist today because Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa, and half the league or three quarters of the league were on steroids.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That absolutely changed the game, like, in terms of the way people cared about baseball after that strike.
Yep.
And then, like, oh, we're not going to talk about them anymore. We're not, like, all of these writers, this is the thing that frustrated me about these writers. Bitch, you're relevant right now today because of what those guys did. Mm-hmm. Now, we could talk about it, whether it's right or it's wrong, or, you know, the game and the purity and all of that different stuff. You could do that, and I won't argue you. But you guys are taking the moral high ground on some very odd issues.
Right.
Steroids don't always boil down to who's taking them. It boils down to who gets caught taking them.
Well, that's the thing, too. For me, it's like, if you didn't get suspended for taking steroids, then I'm sorry, you're all good by me. Whatever, outside, blah, 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 I don't care. If you got suspended for taking steroids, then sad, you got caught, you're in trouble for that. And like, if he didn't get suspended, then he's fine.
And I've always gone by the thought process, not just with Barry, but anybody, but it was so prevalent. Damn near was a playing field. And what is, I know what steroids are and what they can do, but like I've always said, steroids, is that better than greenies? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They was using greenies back in the day, and they don't look at that as performance enhancing at all. Maybe because it was legal or whatever, I don't know, but it would help you. It was an upper. So steroid era is really, really interesting. But Shohei's unbelievable. Like I said, I'm going to put the number at five. I think he gets five MVPs. And this pitching, all that other stuff is one of one. I ain't never seen nothing like Shohei.
If he came into the league probably 5-7 years, or just 5 years before he actually did, just younger, he'd probably end up being the GOAT, though.
Yeah, because he came over at like 27 or
27,
something?
I think.
Yeah. 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 That was interesting. Real quick about the national TV stuff. The way they map out these, the schedule and the partners and all this other stuff, do you think it cheapens the national TV aspect of, you know, teams getting games and stuff like that? Does it make it less special? Because there's national TV on every day. And there's, and you can't just play the Lakers every night. You're gonna have, yeah, the Kings are gonna have to be on NBC.
Yeah,
they may not. They may not, quote unquote, deserve
it. ESPN is like, oh yeah, wait till you see our schedule, pal. Lakers League Pass, bitch.
That's a good question. I wonder how many games the Lakers won't have on national TV.
I don't think it makes it less special. I think a lot of it is, I mean, it's not like, I think we're conditioned to football, right? In football, primetime games are standalone games. Mm-hmm. So Thursday, it's by itself. It's all you're watching. Sunday nights, by itself, it's all you're watching. Monday nights, by itself, it's all you're watching. Mm-hmm. That doesn't work with basketball. We get something close to it, or at least we've been conditioned in you know, the last decade and some change, two decades or whatever. We get something close to it on Thursdays, mm-hmm. where we'll get two games on TNT and maybe one or two other games, like, you know, locally on League Pass or right. whatever. Part of national television, it's not just the games and the teams. And I really feel bad for the Pacers. I know they got one game in there on one of the days. I was like, God, what would it have been coming off of that finals run, mm-hmm. you know, and the. You know, the with Ty and, like, what would that have looked like? Man. It might not have looked any different.
Right.
But it would have been a hell of a follow-up for Tyrese and the Pacers. But it's not just the teams. It's the presentation. It's what we were talking about earlier. When you tune on to NBC, you feel like you were watching something special. It's what we were talking about with preseason football a couple of weeks ago. Part of it is, and we lost it because we were watching the game here doing our KSFM show. But part of it is like, yo, that's Joe and Troy.
Mm-hmm.
That's Tirico and Collinsworth. Like, whether you like them or not, that's the sound of a big football game. Mm-hmm. NBC in Amazon, they have to replicate what TNT has done for so many years, and it is create the sound of a big time basketball game, and that's the special part.
Right.
It's not being by itself. Like most. I mean, football is really the only sport that could do that. Mm-hmm. Everything else is, yo, we're gonna put some marquee games on. Maybe on one of these nights, an NBC night or whatever, the schedule will be a little light. Mm-hmm. And if you're a big basketball fan with League Pass, you're not gonna have a lot of games to choose from. You know, maybe four or whatever. Right. The ones everyone is gonna be talking about. That's gonna be on NBC.
I feel like Tuesday might be that night.
Okay.
I feel like I read that.
Well, it makes sense because you schedule games Monday, you're going to be dealing with football anyways. You do it Thursday, you're going to be dealing with football. You do it on Sunday, you're going to be dealing with football for a certain period of time. Hell, even to a certain degree on Saturdays,
yeah,
you're going to be dealing with college football. Yeah. So, yeah, make it Tuesday. Absolutely.
They said, I think I remember them saying, once football's over, they'll have that Sunday night game for basketball, which will be dope.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good look. Yeah, but I don't think it dilutes the product at all or the specialness of it.
I don't think so.
I'm still hyped for November
11th. Yeah.
Golden 1 Center.
Probably going to be off that day.
Tuesday night.
Going to be off that day. Ain't that Veterans Day?
On a Tuesday?
Yeah.
Well, wouldn't Monday be the day off? Wait, Veterans Day is always on a Tuesday?
I think so. I don't know.
Is that a shoot?
I could be wrong. Feels like it's always on a Tuesday.
But yeah, why? What's special about Tuesday to veterans?
I don't know.
I'm not trying to be. Well, it is. I mean,
no.
All right. I don't know.
I don't know, man. Maybe, what?
I don't know. Maybe we will be off. Being off the day of the game doesn't matter. Being off the day after the game is what matters.
True, but we can get there.
Then you hit Tiger on a Tuesday night. Jake Gayden.
We could get there early.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah.
We get there early.
Point.
See our people.
Yeah, that's a good point. Do we still have people there?
No.
All my people are gone. All my people are gone. Hi, Scott.
It ain't going to be the same without Monty.
Hey, Scott, we're the two guys who haven't interviewed you in the market. No, I realize you've talked to literally everyone.
They go, oh, no. Yeah, you guys got a podcast, don't you? It's pretty popular.
It's going to be crazy when Scott Perry shows up on Grant Napier's show like, Jesus Christ.
Hey, so I was texting somebody, and I said, oh, no, I'm going to just text you. And if you decide.
Okay. So as Kenny types this, I want to just point out it's very rare that I just don't say whatever pops up on my phone. Yeah, well, Whitlock gonna be there. Yeah. Yeah. Barstool. What is it? Outkick? They all gonna be over there. Let's welcome my black friend, Jason Whitlock.
Oh, man. It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
Oh, that's amazing. Man. Absolutely amazing. We've talked a lot about quarterbacks the last couple of days. ESPN did a future power rankings article, clearly stealing power rankings from D'Lo and KC because no one else does that.
We don't need that trademark, man.
But they did a future power rankings article ranking NFL teams. They didn't go crazy far into the future, though. They just went up till 2027. And to me, there's nothing surprising in these projections. There's no like, whoa, they see so-and-so in 2026, 2027 looking like this. They had the Eagles and Ravens at the top of the list. They had the 49ers at 9th and the Raiders at 16. That's where our squads were, the 49ers at 9, the Raiders were at 16. But what stood out about this article, and it ties into the conversation we were having yesterday about Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen and all of those guys. This is a quarterback-driven league, man. That's all of this boils down to. We don't know who's going to do what over the next handful of years, but if you made a power rankings based on coach and quarterback, this is probably what you would land on. How often is Brock Purdy referenced as a top 10 quarterback? Maybe just outside the top 10. You pair him with Kyle Shanahan, yeah, you can land in the top 10.
Yeah.
You look at the top teams, Eagles, Ravens, they were 1 and 2. The Buffalo Bills were up there. The Kansas City Chiefs were up there. In other words, Josh Allen was up there. Patrick Mahomes was out there. You know who had the worst projections?
The Saints.
The Saints were the worst. Who's the Saints quarterback? Exactly.
Some guy with a crazy throw at the combine.
Who was right behind? Who was second to worst?
The Browns.
The Giants.
Yeah.
Third?
Browns.
Were the Panthers.
Oh, that's how they feel about Bryce Young? Okay.
I don't think anyone knows if Bryce Young is going to be on this football team or not.
That's fair.
The only one that really caught my attention, and this is going to sound like shade, it's not. It's really the how high they were. It was Kansas City at 3, Buffalo was at 4, the Detroit Lions were at 5.
Well, they need to slow down with that one a little bit.
So, and you're not going to like this, but the Packers were 6th, the Broncos were 7th, the Texans were 8th. Think about those quarterbacks, CJ. Think about everything we've heard about Bo Nix this offseason. Kenny, not the biggest fan. National media loves Jordan Love. Solid quarterback.
Love Jordan Love.
But Jared Goff at the 5th spot right there. I think Jared Goff is a very good quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
I was surprised to see Detroit right there.
Yeah, that's a little high. To be honest with you, if you wanted to have all those guys in front of the 49ers, that's cool. I would move the line to the back of the
To be clear, I formed my own theory and presented it to you. This is not a quarterback list.
Mm-hmm.
This is the rankings, and they lay out the reason for hope, the reasons for concern. A nugget to know, the 49ers led all offenses in snap-weighted age. I don't know what the hell that means, but it's a little nugget that was presented to us. Bold prediction, the 49ers will use their first-round pick on a tackle as they attempt to replace all-pro left tackle Trent Williams, who will retire after next season. Again, just a bold prediction from these guys over at ESPN. So they lay all of this stuff out, and they rank coaching, they rank quarterback, they rank the front office, they do all of that to form a grand ranking. It's just, to me, it feels like, and we can look at the numbers right here, They went pretty even across the board with an 84 quarterback ranking, an 86 coaching ranking, an 86 front office ranking. That just seems like a surprisingly high ranking for a team with a quarterback who is good, probably very good, and a coaching staff that just lost two coordinators.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't.
I mean, they're not my rankings, but
yeah, I don't.
Thought it was crazy, or not crazy. Thought it was weird.
I don't look at the Lions like that. I actually got a lot of questions about the Lions going into this season, losing those coordinators, Dan Campbell being left to his own devices. He's a good coach, but he's made some irrational decisions over the last couple of years, as far as in the moment play calling, going forward, things of that nature. So, yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure about the Lions. I look at the 49ers one, and it's cool. It's somebody's opinion. I'm not really tripping off of it. But I look at the score of 79.3 for the front office. What do they do to deserve that?
Yeah.
They've drafted well. They've signed a lot of their – they've signed all their players for the most part. They found a
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Brock Purdy, 79.3 seems a little low for that front office.
I agree.
But they got their criteria.
They do. I guess, round out the top 10, the Commanders were the 10th team with a very high quarterback ranking, a 92 in their projections. Coaching staff get an 81. Front office get an 82. You mentioned Cleveland a couple of times. Interesting to see the Los Angeles Rams down here at number 13. Just dawning on me. Quarterback ranking 95.3, coaching 78, front office 68. What team am I talking about that we have not mentioned yet? Again, quarterback ranking 95.3 out of 100. Ranked NFL, that ranked number 4 in terms of quarterbacks.
Oh, the Cincinnati Bengals.
That's it.
And where are they at in the future?
15. 15 on these rankings.
You don't even got to tell me. I know those Miami Dolphins are top 10 as well. Don't even got to tell me. Don't read it. I'm telling you, don't read it.
I'm scrolling.
I'm telling you, don't tell. Don't say anything.
The Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, let me. I haven't seen this. Let me guess. I got them at like 22.
Very good. The Dallas Cowboys. Jesse, you want to guess?
Count it.
It's not the right. It's not the number.
Oh, let's see. Dallas Cowboys. I'll go at 22. I'll go 18.
18. It's actually 23.
Bang. Count it. Count it.
Count it towards what? New season of what?
I must think Jerry's going to be around for a lot longer.
Desperate. Let's see. Reason for hope? Dak Prescott is only 32.
They say it like he's 25. They say that like he's 25.
They said Dak is only 32?
Yeah, that's what they said.
They said he's only 32. Sir, that's not that young in the NFL.
It's a hell of a line right there.
Dallas, I realize they're not all Tom Brady.
By the way, T. Team number 24.
Don't read it. Who's team number 25, Damian?
Quarterback ranking 69.8.
Nice.
Oh.
The Tennessee Titans are 25.
Oh, wow.
And here, this was the team you brought up earlier. Cleveland is 26. Cleveland Browns are 26.
Like two spots ahead of Cleveland?
Yeah.
Huh. Cleveland is a little interesting, too, because I got to do some little more research, but it feels like they have a lot of the stuff that people loved going into the season last year, the defense, Myles Garrett is there, all this other stuff. But they're going to be one of the worst teams in football.
What's their offense looking like?
Yeah, offense leaves a lot to be desired. Shador is still fourth on the quarterback depth chart, by the way.
Speaking of Shador, we're the only show in America that didn't talk about his weekend yesterday, so let's do that, and we'll do that as a bigger conversation of some preseason notes here as we talk a little more NFL. We'll talk to Jason Jones coming up in about 30 minutes as well. Let's do the one, KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. These projection types of lists are always fun to look at. Also gives you a little insight into how they feel. You know what I didn't think about? Roll up here, because I mentioned Philadelphia was number one. They ranked it by, this is an ESPN article that ranked, like, it's basically NFL teams' future power rankings. Philadelphia had a score of 92.6.
Their front office is like 97.
That's it. Yeah, front office was massive. Weighted them way up. Coaching staff was 87. Quarterback was 87. Good for eighth in the NFL. Mm. So there's their thoughts on Jalen. Actually, let's get their all right, I think I see where this is going. Baltimore was number two. Their quarterback ranking, 96.8. NFL ranking, 3. Here we are at Kansas City. Quarterback ranking, 98.5. Ranked?
1.
Number 1.
Ah, yeah.
And that's obviously going to be Josh Allen at number 2. There he is at 97.5. So they went Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, separated by fractions of numbers here. But thought so highly of the Philadelphia Eagles front office, they threw them in front of those three teams.
And they've done a great job, man. They've done a great job, and they've done a great job for an extended period of time at this point. You know, this team was in the Super Bowl 3 years ago,
you know,
and had one down finish to a season. Like, they started off, 10-1 or 10-0 or something like that, and then just fell apart. Was able to regroup and then get back to the Super Bowl win it this time. So.
They've been in there, like, three times the last 8 years, 10 years at least?
Yeah, I can't remember how long it was.
New England.
It's probably about 10 years ago now. But like 3 in the last 10, it's still.
Yeah, able to do that. Two different teams, coaching staffs. I mean, yeah, just says more about their front office, I guess.
Damn, the Eagles. I don't know if I'm ever going to like them again.
It's a good football team.
I used to like Philadelphia.
The tush push is getting more and more annoying. I used to be for it, but that's.
What's the problem with it?
I don't know. It's just.
You're better.
That's the thing. You're right.
Stop it.
You know what I say.
Yeah, it's a terrible take every time you say it.
See, no, that's not a bad take. He's right, though.
Think twice.
So, okay, tell me how to do that.
They usually, when they do the tush push.
Within the context of the rules, tell me how to do it.
When they do the tush push, they have Devontae Smith or somebody like that, or maybe even Saquon, off to the side. I'd bring in one of these linebackers, and I would light them up. I would light up Devontae Smith or Saquon or A.J. Brown or something like that. And you might not have to, you don't have to hurt them. But Smith, Brown, Barkley, somebody's going to be like, all right, when we run this, they get a clean shot on me every time. I don't like that or think about that or put a blocker over here or something. But they're going to have to think about how they run that play.
Tell me how that affects the play at all.
You might not do it. You might stop. Like, if you keep getting Devontae Smith lit up by this 250-pound linebacker, you might not do it. You might rethink doing it. It shouldn't just be, I would make it where it's not just, oh, no matter what, we're going to do this because nothing's going to happen. All we're going to do is just push forward. We get it. Nothing ever happens. If my one or two wide receiver keeps getting popped in the mouth every time we do this, I might think twice about it.
Why wouldn't you just pull the wide receiver out to a wide receiver position?
You can do that too. I'd light him up there too.
I was thinking of more going towards the
quarterback. How are you
going
to do that?
He's on the field. You hit him. You attack him.
You can't hit him within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage.
You jam him at the line and you hit him in the mouth.
Yeah, I don't think your strategy is going to work. The play takes what? Half a second? A second?
When the ball snapped, I'm launching into this.
You're getting a penalty.
Why would I get a penalty?
Because you can jam up, you can hands up, but you can't drill a wide receiver.
I don't know. Why not? He's on the field. It's the play is snapped.
You can't hit a wide. You can't put your hands on a wide receiver within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, I'm at the line. Everything is at the line. Everything is right there. And once they snap it, I'm
like, what are you doing? What is hitting this wide receiver mean? Like, because there is unnecessary roughness. Like that could happen.
Yeah, maybe so. I'm going to hit him. I'm going to get off the line almost like how a defensive lineman would do. I'm going to come off that line. He's standing there in the backfield. I'm going to hit him. I'm going to lower the shoulder. I'm going to hit him right in the chest. And sure, they may do it every time anyway.
So you're talking about a wide receiver being lined up to block.
Yeah, or those guys are just standing there. Like, if you look at the formation, they're standing there not doing anything.
Right.
They're not going to be allowed to do that. It's going to get physical for them. I'm going to make it where it's physical for them.
Okay.
And if...
Again, we're just working through this live.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not involved in the play. What do we say? 5 yards away from the actual contact.
Yeah.
I'm standing 5 yards back from the line of scrimmage then. You're never getting to me.
Okay, well, then that's also one. I won't hit you no more. I'll hit the next person that's closest. That's going
to
be somebody.
You're not getting to anybody. At least that guy, you're not going to have
the same touch push. Because there's going to be somebody that is going to be there not doing anything right there. And I'm going to hit him. And if you keep moving guys back, now the touch push ain't the same.
I guess I just can't figure out what you're laying out. I can't see it. We need to put action figures in front of us. And you
pull up on YouTube, see it, not on the screen necessarily, but a play, a tush push play. And I'll show you the guy that's just standing there that I would light up. You're not going to be able to just stand there and do nothing no more. And if they're cool with that, cool. They can keep running the play all they want, and I can't stop the play. But your man's going to get hit every time you run
the play. What's it called? All 22, right? Mm-hmm.
Your man going to get hit every time.
All right, let me make sure. That's not what. 20. Hey, the title of this video. I ain't even going to say it.
Oh, no, no. He's got to say it now.
Look at the title of the video.
I don't know how to read.
It says 26 minutes of the tush push.
That's what the Eagles did, right? When it was voted on. They posted that.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, Kyle, Matt, you're watching 26 minutes of tush push. 26
minutes of the tush
computer?
Push. Yeah. Well, here's great news, pal. It's signed under your name, not mine. So you're gonna have to go explain this to Jonathan.
Kyle, what is this tush push?
Yeah. Hey, Kyle. What?
What is this?
26 minutes. So let me go. I thought I searched all 22. I guess that's why it's brought up.
That video's fine. I can show you.
I believe this is the full lineup. Yeah. I can't. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Press play real quick. You see number 3? I'm about to light his ass up. And watch. He's just gonna stand up. He's not even really pushing. This dude, you see that? Free defender that's not doing anything. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I'm lighting number 3 up. I am lighting him up.
But
all
look
those
how,
guys aren't doing anything in the back.
But look how quickly.
Look at 16. 16 would be on the ground. 16 would not be able to do that. You see how in that last one, 16 just kind of stood up and was like, I'm not doing it. You wouldn't be able to do that.
Can you imagine Nick Sirianni just sacrificing fourth street wide receivers every week just for the sake of this play?
Look at 16 again in that one. 16 ain't doing, he just, oh, first down. That's what we're getting. No. You're getting hit in the mouth.
Yeah, they're all lined up. They're crunched up. So here's the problem, I think, with your I don't know why this is happening right now, but we're here. Here's one of the issues, I think, with your plan. Mm. The play is so quick. Like, you're talking about lighting something up because you really advocate for hurting athletes a lot.
I don't know.
How do you – you can't get ahead of steam to be able to do that.
Watch me. I'll time the snap. And as soon as they snap, 23 right here for the Packers.
Right here.
Once they snap it.
But you're going to do it from that position right there.
I might go three-point stance, whatever I got to do. I'm going to be ready to go.
It's not a question of whether you're going to be ready to go. You're not going to be able to execute what you're talking
once
about.
Once they snap it, I think that's A.J. Brown there. I'm going right into his chest. Look, it snapped. He's just standing there. If he's going full speed, I'm lighting A.J. Brown up right there.
I think A.J. Brown's winning that battle, though.
No, so look, here's the thing. The Niners tried to do that one time, and they tried to do it on A.J.
Yeah, that's probably the wrong one. Hey,
it didn't work.
Coach,
it's
A.J. Let's just do it the next time.
That's why you see I never really said A.J. Yeah. I said Devontae Smith.
Yeah,
I said
Devontae,
60.
What do you want me to do?
A.J. ain't going to work.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.